Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
50 years ago, when Southerners marked the 100th anniversary of the Civil War battle at Gettysburg, we lived in a time that's much different from today. In 1963, many people still remembered the great battle's 50th anniversary in 1913, when survivors from both sides gathered for a poignant reunion. And we knew people who told us stories they had heard from Civil War veterans and from their widows and children and even from former slaves. We heard about grandfathers or uncles who had lost an arm or leg and who carried that badge of emptiness proudly as a marker of their participation and courage. Those personal connections, close ones to the Civil War, and a collective Southern regional pride in our otherness made that 100th anniversary something more than the upcoming 150th. Of course, these days, our friend, the great Civil War historian Freddie Kiger, will be leading a tour of the Gettysburg battlefield, walking those hallowed grounds, following the path of the North Carolina troops into the Union lines where they reached the high water mark of the Confederacy. But it's still not going to be the same as it was in 1963. Our region has changed too much. The Civil Rights Revolution, economic success, urbanization, in-migration from other places, and the passage of time have made our region a much different place, a place whose peoples are no longer so conscious of their otherness. Ironically, the high water mark of these changes came in 1963, that same year. It became clear that the segregated and discriminatory social system that defined our region was going to collapse. So this August, the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington and Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech will, more than Gettysburg, bring the memories of today's Southerners together again this year. And for me, at 1963 was also a year of personal transformation. A fellow brand new Army lieutenant and Davidson classmate, Tom Brown, persuaded me to join him in applying to the Airborne School at Fort Benning, Georgia. It was a long shot because both of us had been assigned to counterintelligence assignments, and they had no need for people who jumped out of airplanes. But we got in the school, passed the training, made our five jumps, and earned our airborne wings. Then something else happened in 1963 that made all the difference for Tom and me. President John Kennedy decided to beef up the special forces, including giving them enhanced intelligence capability, and so they needed airborne qualified intelligence officers. Well, Tom and I were among the very few of those who were airborne qualified, and those jump wings got us into the special forces, where the rounds of training we got on maneuvers and mock battle situations in the Eskimo villages of Alaska, the swamps of Florida, and the sandhills of North Carolina transformed me and him. But my friend Tom Brown died just last week, and just 50 years after he helped turn my life around. So as I mark the anniversaries of the decisive events of 1863 and 1963, I remember how much I owe that friend and how much I will miss him. This is D.G. Martin.